Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Lauren Tucker. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the City of Kingston, City of Kingston launches Primary Care Clinic Expansion Grant. The City of Kingston is pleased to announce the launch of the City of Kingston Primary Care Expansion Grant, a dedicated initiative to increase access to primary care for unattached patients. The new grant, funded entirely by the municipality, will support healthcare practitioners and patients in Kingston. The grant offers a one-time financial contribution of up to $100,000 for up to 6 eligible projects, with the goal of empowering existing local primary care clinics to broaden their services through the innovative use of technology, expansion of administrative support to address paperwork burden, and the addition of allied healthcare professionals to the primary care clinic setting. The grant will be open for submissions from local primary care clinics from May 7th until May 21st, 2024. To qualify, applicants must be registered as an established clinic within the City of Kingston for a minimum of 2 years, using a practice enrollment model. Clinics must also demonstrate a commitment to enhancing sustainable patient access to primary care. Full eligibility criteria can be found on the grant application page. Mayor Brian Patterson states, quote, "We see the need for more care options in our region. We know that as many as 30,000 Kingstonians don't have a family doctor or nurse practitioner. Our goal is that this grant will give clinics the boost they need to grow their capacity and ultimately ensure that more unattached residents can be connected to a primary care provider," end quote. Since 2022, the City of Kingston has been working on numerous programs to attract more primary care providers to the region. This includes launching a physician recruitment program with incentives and relocation support, promoting registration on Healthcare Connect for unattached patients, and now the Primary Care Clinic Expansion Grant. This program has already brought 17 new doctors to Kingston. Clinics wishing to apply should submit their comprehensive proposal by May 21, 2024. Applications will undergo review by a committee. Grant announcement will take place on June 12, 2024. Questions can be directed to the following email, dturkovic1@cityofkingston.ca. In another message from the city, plan for every season this Emergency Preparedness Week. Fires, severe storms, floods, accidents, power outages, emergencies can happen at any time of the year without warning and can have life-changing results. Planning is an important part of being safe during emergencies. The provincially designated Emergency Preparedness Week, which runs until May 11th, is a great time to take actions to be better prepared for the unexpected. This year's theme is Plan for Every Season. Brandy Timpson, Manager of Emergency Management, states, quote, "Emergency Preparedness Week is an excellent time to review your emergency plans and supplies with members of your household. Planning for every season highlights the importance of being ready for anything that may come your way anytime throughout the year," end quote. How to be prepared. Review the City of Kingston Get Ready Guide. Have an emergency plan and practice with your household. Prepare an emergency shelter kit that allows you to shelter in place, stay at home for at least 72 hours. Make Go Bags, an emergency kit that allows you and your family to be self-sustainable for up to 72 hours. For everyone in your home, including your pets, in case you need to evacuate. Kingston Fire and Rescue will be sharing valuable resources and tools throughout the week on their social media channels, Facebook and X, to educate and help you prepare to respond to emergencies of all kinds. Be sure to follow along on KFR's social media this week to learn more about emergency planning and participate in a contest. The contest rules are to submit a photo of your household building your go bag to be entered for a chance to win one of three prizes. You can email your photo to btimpson@cityofkingston.ca. That's spelled B-T-I-M-P-S-O-N at cityofkingston.ca. And finally, the contest ends on May 11th. Winners will be announced and contacted on May 13th. Be safe, be prepared in any season. Next stop, better transit service. All aboard. The next stop is more frequent service and increased access to employment areas starting May 6. Kingston Transit is making adjustments across the system that will affect most routes. If you ride transit, please check your favorite transit app or Kingston's transit website to learn how these updates may affect your journeys. Christopher Norris, General Manager of Kingston Transit, states, quote, "We are making seasonal adjustments based on demand, increasing frequency, and improving service to employment areas. One example is Route 7, which will now offer extended service to stops at Employer Transpass partners, like Canada Royal Milk and Frulect Canada," end quote. Significant changes include the following. Route 1 will see extended 30-minute service to 11 p.m. Monday to Saturday. Route 11 will have a completely new schedule as we return to 30-minute service on weekdays. Route 12A, linking CFB Kingston and the bus terminal, operates every 30 minutes. Route 7 will be modified to reach Clyde Industrial Park and will service stops at Canada Royal Milk and Frulect Canada. Route 14 will use Gardner's Road to reach the Cataraqui Center transfer point and will now service Halifax Drive off Crossfield Avenue. Route 15 will only complete one loop through the Cataraqui Woods area to improve service reliability. Visit kingstontransit.ca for updated route maps and schedules. Or plan your trip using a mobile application, such as Transit App or Google Maps, available on May 1st. For questions or help planning your trip, you can call 613-546-0000. City of Kingston announces a year full of events. The City of Kingston has been working tirelessly to prepare special events for 2024. They're kicking it off with Spring into Summer, presented by Utilities Kingston on May 18th, and then bringing you events throughout 2024, with their last event of the year, K-Town Countdown, on December 31st. You can find events in just one click by visiting Feature Events page on the City of Kingston website for all events that are organized by the city. Experience Kingston's diverse arts and cuisine at Intercultural Arts Fest, presented by Empire Life. Dance to music at Rockin' in the Square this July, or walk on the runway and discover vehicles used around the city at Wheels on the Runway. Once again, that first event is Spring into Summer on May 18th. Admission is free. Spring into Summer is presented by Utilities Kingston and starts at 1 p.m. at Lake Ontario Park and finishes with fireworks at 9:30 p.m. Visit the event page for all the details. Other events in the works for 2024 include Canada Day, Emancipation Day, Rockin' in the Square, Kingston Sheepdog Trials Festival, Summer's End Doggy Dip, Wheels on the Runway presented by Hardington Equipment, Intercultural Arts Fest sponsored by Empire Life, National Truth and Reconciliation Day, Mayor's Arts Awards, Remembrance Day, and K-Town Countdown. You can check the feature events page often for details. Sponsorships are still available. The City of Kingston Special Events welcomes thousands of residents and visitors to our public spaces. And corporate support helps to keep these events accessible to all. These events can showcase businesses and provide a unique way to reach target audiences. View a complete list of special event sponsorship opportunities on the City of Kingston website. Calling all volunteers. Do you or someone you know love to volunteer? Are you a high school student looking for volunteer hours? The city is always looking for volunteers at their events. If you're interested, you can send a message to their special events team at specialeventsoffice@cityofkingston.ca. Own a food truck in Kingston? Most of their events feature food vendors and love having choices. If you're interested in participating as a food vendor, you can contact once again the city's special events office for more details. That's specialeventsoffice@cityofkingston.ca. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much. Here's your arts and culture news for today. The Juvenis Festival, Kingston's Youth Arts Festival, continues this week through May 12th. Running from May 9th to May 12th at the Rotunda Theatre at Theological Hall, Juvenis presents Rent, one of the most successful musicals of all time about a group of friends living in Alphabet City, NYC, in 1996. Tickets are $18 for youth and seniors and $25 for adults. Running from May 9th to May 11th, Juvenis presents Honk Jr. at the Isabel Bader Center Studio Theater, featuring performers aged 6 to 14 telling the musical story of the Ugly Duckling. Tickets are $18 for youth and seniors and $25 for adults. On Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m., Juvenis hosts Battle of the Bands at the Broom Factory, a one-night event where youth music acts of all sizes compete for prizes for a panel of guest judges in a secondary and post-secondary age bracket. Tickets are $10 for youth and seniors and $12 for adults. Running for the entirety of the festival is the youth-led Storefront Art Gallery with the Kingston Native Center and Language Nest and Catarocway Center's partnership. Whenever the Catarocway Center is open, you're free to peruse art from youth ages 13 to 30 in the community venue with no tickets required. These youth artists are free to learn how to curate, present, and sell their work in this environment. There's also a number of workshops upcoming at the festival that are free to attend and open to youth under 30, available for registration. On Thursday, May 9th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Blue Canoe Studio, the festival presents a mixed media arts workshop. Also on May 9th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the KFPL Central Branch is the workshop A Glimpse of Music Therapy in conjunction with Synergy Music Therapy. The third workshop on this date is a mock dance call workshop presented at Blue Canoe Studio from 7 to 8 p.m. On Friday, May 10th from 4 to 6 p.m., Ka Bingdengemi Bineshanyag Let's Welcome the Birds is presented in conjunction with the Kingston Native Center and Language Nest and is departing from the KNCLN and headed to Bell Park. For more on the Juvenis Festival, you can visit juvenisfestival.ca and stay tuned to this week's Kingston Curator for an interview with festival staff Fiona Fox and Ramira Price. On Wednesday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kingston Grand Theatre, you can catch a Pay What You Want performance from the Dancers of Damila Hamid, a dance company that preserves and celebrates the cultures and traditions of the Gixsan people of northwestern British Columbia through dance, music, and storytelling. Tickets are available for free online or by phone at 613-530-2050, and a voluntary payment that reflects your experience on the way out is all that is encouraged. Plus, you can stay after the performance for a post-show talkback with the artists. To learn more about this performance and upcoming performances, visit kingstongrand.ca. On May 9th at 4:30 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, Systemic Kingston presents their year-end concert We Sing, We Drum, We Play, featuring students in grades 2 to 7 at the Jennifer Velva Bernstein Performance Hall. Students will perform in choirs as well as drumming, strings, and xylophone ensembles. Admission is by donation at the door or online. Doors are at 3:30 p.m. And for more details about the event and Systemic Kingston, you can visit queensu.ca/theisabel. Running until May 11th, the TriArt Gallery hosts the exhibition Animals in Exile from Angela Kosea and Catherine DeVernis. Both painters have created pieces around the themes of animals being pushed to the edges of human life and the idea of exile, and this represents a conversation between the two artists and their understandings of those themes. This gallery is located in the back of Art Noise in downtown Kingston and celebrates local works of artists and is free for you to peruse. To learn more about these artists, the exhibition, and the gallery, you can visit triartgallery.ca. Running until May 15th, the Tet Center will be hosting a new exhibition, More Than Me, A Creative Interface. This inter-art exhibition will showcase the work of fiber artist Diane Rezor and photographer Diane Lister, and will exhibit an artistic call and response featuring 2D and 3D pieces, including photographs, collages, embroidery, weaving, acrylic art, soft sculpture, poetry, and found objects. The exhibition will be hosted in the Tet Gallery, and admission is free, although exhibition hours may vary. The TED will also host an opening reception and artist talk this Saturday, May 11th, from 2 to 4 p.m. For more information on this event, full show schedules, and the TET, you can visit tetcenter.org/events. And your CFRC Arts and Culture News program, The Kingston Curator, will be returning to the airwaves this summer beginning this coming Thursday, May 9th. We'll be airing every Thursday at 2 p.m., and episodes will be available after the fact on our CFRC podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm so excited to be hosting this show for another season, and I hope you'll be joining me for some more arts and culture news and conversations. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk this week. Now stay tuned for more news coming your way.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. We begin by highlighting an outstanding achievement from two Queen's University football players. Offensive lineman Ryan Berta has signed with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and record-setting running back Jared Kasari has signed with the Ottawa Redblacks. In 2023, Ryan Berta was named an OUA First Team All-Star and a U Sports Second Team All-Star. He played an integral role in leading the way for Queen's top-ranked rushing attack, which tallied over 1,900 rushing yards and 20 touchdowns in the regular season. Kasari had an outstanding 2023 season, setting the single-game touchdown record for Queens with 5 against the York Lions, and a new single-season rushing record with 1,178 yards on the ground. That now makes 3 Queens Gales alumnus that have signed professional football contracts this offseason: Berta, Kasari, and Edmonton Elks draft pick Olivier Mwembe. We wish all 3 nothing but the best at the professional level. The NHL draft lottery was held last night. Here's how the top 10 breaks down. The San Jose Sharks will pick first overall, the Blackhawks second, the Anaheim Ducks third, the Columbus Blue Jackets fourth, the Montreal Canadiens are the top picking Canadian team at fifth overall, the still unnamed Utah franchise will pick 6th overall, the Ottawa Senators will pick 7th, Seattle Kraken 8th, the Calgary Flames 9th, and the New Jersey Devils have the 10th overall pick. The 2024 NHL Draft will be held on Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. It was an eventful night in the NHL last night. 2 games on offer, 2 overtime finishes. The New York Rangers defeated the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 in double overtime to take a 2-0 lead in that series. And in Game 1 of the Colorado-Dallas series, the Avalanche would prevail 4-3 in overtime to take the 1-0 lead. There are 2 games on the NHL's schedule tonight. At 7:30 p.m., we see Game 2 between the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers. Boston currently leads 1-0. And at 10 p.m., we see puck drop on one of the most anticipated series of the entire playoffs. The Edmonton Oilers are on the road in Vancouver against the Canucks. This concludes your sports report for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers in the evening. We have a low of 8 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Thursday, May 9th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 14 degrees. Thursday night, we'll have cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 9 degrees. On Friday, May 10th, we'll have cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers during the day and a high of 13, and a low of 6 at night with cloudy periods and a 30% chance of showers. On Saturday, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 16 degrees, then cloudy periods at night with a low of 8. On Sunday, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 16 once again. For the night, we'll have cloudy periods and a low of 9. That wraps up your CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 3rd to 9th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. And road closures to look out for: Cataract Way Woods Drive, Anderson Drive to Sydenham Road is closed from May 6th at 7 a.m. to May 10th at 7 p.m. This is to facilitate the extension of Cataract Way Woods Drive. Cataract Way Woods Drive at Centennial Drive is closed May 3rd at 7 a.m. to May 24th at 5 p.m. to facilitate the extension of the road once again. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court Avenue to 7th Avenue is closed until May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King Street is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl Street is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDEF project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December of 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the 2 adjacent blocks to the west. The Chown Memorial Garage will be experiencing 2 full closures in the coming weeks to accommodate cleaning of the garage. If you require parking during this time, the Hanson Memorial Garage is located at 105 Brock Street and should have ample space during these times. May 7th at 6 p.m. to May 8th at 6 a.m. Entry will be restricted after 3 p.m. on May 7th, but vehicles in the lot will be permitted to leave. Payments still required to exit. In other delays, expect delays in the following areas due to contractors preparing roads for surface treatment: Lehman Road, Maple Lawn Drive, Spooner Road, Seabrook Road, and Woodburn Road. Bay Ridge Drive, Woodbine Road to Cataract Way Woods Drive, expect delays until May 17th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. For the same reason, Princess Street, Bay Ridge Drive to Collins Bay Road, expect delays until May 17th once again. Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham Street, expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. In sidewalk closures, Venture Drive, Centennial Drive to Resource Road, expect a sidewalk closure on the south side of Venture Drive to prevent pedestrian hazards arising from heavy trucks entering and exiting the soil storage facility. That wraps up your CFRC weekly traffic report for May 3rd to 9th.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. Swing by Daft Brewing every Monday for four or more rounds of music trivia. Host Bon Evans will lead the evening. They will be asking questions, playing clips, showing pictures, and so much more. Test your musical knowledge as a solo attendee or as a member of a team and see if you can earn the most points. The winning team or individual walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. On the note of trivia, there is also trivia being offered at the Brass Pub from 8 to 10 p.m. with a max team size of 4. On Tuesday, May 7th at Theological Hall on the Queen's University campus, there will be a special nature walk from 12 to 1 p.m. Guided by passages from Wild Calm, Finding Mindfulness in Forest Bathing by Joan Vorderbruggen, and the poetry of Mary Oliver, Interfaith Chaplain Aaron will lead us through times of movement, stillness, contemplation, and reflection as we ground ourselves in nature. This is a great opportunity for intention and connection. This event is free to the public. Also on Tuesday, May 7th is Blue Martini's Paint Night. They're inviting all mothers and daughters, family, friends, and workmates too to a private paint night filled with color and laughter. Let your uniqueness shine forth, get outside your comfort zone, all with an accomplished artist as your guide. Tickets are $45 each. Text 343-333-2011 to reserve your seats. Swing by The Spire every Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 12:45 p.m. to experience the peace and quiet of this historical sanctuary. This is a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. Also on Wednesday, May 8th, experience the captivating and mesmerizing performance by the Dancers of Damelamid, a dance company that preserves and celebrates the cultures of the Gitxsan people of northwestern British Columbia. Their performances showcase the rich heritage of their community through dance, music, and storytelling. This event begins at 7:30 p.m. at Kingston's Grand Theatre, and it is a pay-what-you-can performance. On Thursday, May 9th, check out Whiskey Jack Presents Stories and Songs of Stompin' Tom, which will be live at The Spire. Whiskey Jack's performance is more than just a concert. It's a journey through the folklore and back roads of Canadian culture, peppered with personal anecdotes, laughter, and nostalgia. Tickets are available online through The Spire's website, 7:30 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. show. The Kingston Grand hosts Queen, It's a Kinda Magic on Friday, May 10th. See the rock spectacular that everyone raved about, bringing their big sound, big screens, crazy lighting, and outlandish costumes back for a night of non-stop rock anthems, including Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Radio Gaga, I Want to Break Free, Somebody to Love, Don't Stop Me Now, and so many more. Tickets are available online and at the Kingston Grand Theater box office. Doors at 7:30 p.m., show starts at 8. Also on Friday, May 10th, Chris Jackson will be playing live classic rock and country staples at Blue Martini from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and the Broom Factory hosts Boy Golden and special guest Fontline. Tickets are available online for this event. Doors at 7 p.m. The show will start at 7:30. On Saturday, May 11th, join a free annual science festival for Southeastern Ontario families hosted by Queen's University Vice Principal Research Portfolio. Faculty members, staff, and students, together with community partners, will provide visitors with hands-on demonstrations, awe-inspiring exhibits, and fun experiments to inspire the next generation of scientists. Don't miss the Chemistry Magic Show and the Great Canadian Invention Circus. If your family prefers to explore activities in a quieter environment, make sure to visit the sensory-friendly Science Zone. This year's theme will be Innovate, and they'll have 60 booths featuring topics ranging from wildlife conservation to robotics and climate change. This event will be held at the Slush Puppy Place on the Tragically Hip Way. This event is totally free. It's scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. and run until 3 p.m. On Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th, swing by the Tet Center for the Lovely Lilacs Workshop. The workshop will be hosted by book illustrator and art instructor Alex Lowe. Lovely Lilacs provides the perfect opportunity to pick up a brush for the first time, grow your artistic horizons, or celebrate Mother's Day in an artsy way. All materials are provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own. This event will run from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Tickets are $30 per person. This concludes the concert and events calendar for the week. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.